約拿書第四章第十一節，發現呢節聖經的人裏面所講的人都形容我的智力的，何況者尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二萬人，並有許多牲畜，我岂能不愛惜呢？他今天的題目呢， God's compassion for a city。 當然他不懂中文嘛，就有我們的張達夫傳道幫他翻譯。我以為呢這個張傳道是個鬼仔，不過他原來中文都很厲害，他幫他譯了一個中文的題目，慈性愛索。咪你先，
First of all, I'd just like to say that it's not Mimi's ability, it's whether or not I can remember more than one verse.
第一呢，我想躺呢，就不關朱太的能力的，是我自己的問題。
On behalf of South Hill Church, I'd like to say thank you for inviting me here, and they send their greetings with me this morning.
多謝呢，弟兄姊妹的邀請，我代表蘭山教會呢，多謝你們對我們的關心。
And before I get into today's word, I'd like to just open in a word of prayer upon God's message. Father God, we pray that you would open our eyes and our ears to your word this morning. And Father, I just pray that you would use this verse in a way that would impact our lives. And so Father, we bring it before you. We just ask your blessing upon it. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. This morning, I've been invited to share with you about what's happening at South Hill Church, as well as to also share with you God's Word as we enter into the first Advent and we talk about the theme of love.
今朝早呢，老師邀請我呢，同大家分享南山教會事工一啲嘅近況。另一方面呢，我哋都知道呢，係將臨期嘅第一個星期，我们的主题是讲到爱的。
And I apologize that the PowerPoint only is in English, but I'm glad that Lawrence is here to translate for me. You don't have to translate that, I guess. Did you know that there's over 600,000 people living in Vancouver today?
你知不知道在大温哥华呢，在温哥华呢，原来有60万的人在这个城市里居住。
And in the lower mainland and in the area around Greater Vancouver, there is over 2 million people.
而在大溫地區呢，急埋呢，原來有200萬的人住在我們的當中。
From Vancouver to Richmond to Burnaby, Coquitlam, New Westminster to the North Shore, 2 million people.
這個呢，包括呢，由溫哥華到列治文啊、三聯市啊、義埠，甚至呢，去到西北溫，總共有200萬的人口。
And as I thought about that number, I decided to go into the Yellow Pages and just see how many churches there are serving that many people. And in Vancouver alone, there's only 300 churches.
我睇到呢个数字嘅时候咧，我就不如打开网页睇有几多个教会啦。原来咧有300间嘅教会咧喺呢个地方咧系去服侍紧上帝，将神嘅福音咪传开去。
Less than 300 churches in Vancouver trying to share the love and the concern of Jesus Christ.
唔够300间嘅。
And so as I thought about that, Jonah chapter 4, verse 11 came to my thoughts, and I want to share that with you this morning.
当我想起这段圣经的时候呢，我就想同大家分享今天这个讯息。
Jonah chapter 4, verse 11, Nineveh was more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
约拿书结束的时候，上帝在第四章第十一节最后一节这样跟约拿说，何况者尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂不能爱惜呢？
And so in this one verse, we hear God's voice speaking to Jonah.
在这一节里面，我们听到上帝怎样去跟约拿亲自讲一句的说话。
An illustration of God's love and concern for the cities.
去表达上帝对一个城市嗰种嘅爱。
Now, why is God saying this to Jonah?
可能你会问啦，上帝点解同约拿讲翻咁嘅说话咧？
You see, for whatever reason not clearly stated in the text, Jonah did not want Nineveh to turn to God.
我哋唔知咩原因，但系咧，圣经呢度话俾我哋听，我哋睇到约拿咧，唔好想呢班嘅人回转向神。
And as you read through this book of Jonah, we see that Jonah is getting mad at God because the city of Nineveh had listened to what Jonah had to say, and they repented and they turned their hearts to God.
甚至我哋再睇落去嘅时候咧，约拿原来 对神发怒，因为尼尼微城嘅人听到呢个要悔改嘅信息，悔改嘅时候归向神嘅时候，约拿就好嬲啦。And
so we read in Jonah that after he has given his message, he goes up to a place that overlooked the city, and as he was waiting for God, he begins to expect something that the Lord is going to do.
约拿做完佢要做嘅嘢啦，讲完佢嘅信息之后，收工啦，佢去到一处可以睇到
And as Jonah waits, God prepares him this vine that gives him shade. And then it says in the text the next day that God sends a worm and destroys the plant.
大家好熟嘅故事，约拿等候嘅时候，上帝耶和华神话佢预备一棵蓖麻去遮阴。到到第二日嘅时候，上帝又安排一条嘅虫去咬死呢棵嘅蓖麻。
And it says that Jonah again got very mad at God.
接着呢，我们就看到，约拿又发猛疹了，今次他用神说，我死了，还比活着还好。So
God turns to Jonah and questions him and says, why are you so angry?
神说，为什么你这么生气呢？
And what God wanted to teach Jonah through that plant and what he did with Nineveh was that it's God's right to do what he wants to do, and if God wants to show Nineveh compassion, that he will.
上帝在这里要教导约拿，要约拿学一个功课，就是作为神，他有责任去爱一个城市，而让这个城市接纳他的爱。
And there is a reason why God chose to show compassion to Nineveh, and it's twofold.
我们看到上帝的慈爱对尼尼微这个城其实有两方面的。
The first one was that there was a great number of people who were lost. And the second point was that God is very concerned about the cities. And as God had compassion for Nineveh, I believe that God also has compassion for the 600,000 who live in Vancouver today.
神对温哥华这个城市，这60万人的爱，不会少得去边。And
I thank God that in one way that God is showing his concern for the city was through Pacific Grace and the start of South Hill Church.
而我为到众恩堂能够在上帝温哥华南山这个地区的直堂的工作有参与，我感谢神。And
so this morning I just want to share with you a little bit of a PowerPoint slide of what God is doing at the church through the work that you've started with us.
让我跟大家分享一些幻灯片，你可以看到你弟兄姊妹你所参与这个事工今天的发展。Now
South Hill Church has four core values that we practice daily. Making Jesus relevant, doing practical acts of kindness, serving families, and creating a community of hope. This is what South Hill Church is all about.
南山教会有四个事工的焦点，我们看到，我们很想让耶稣能够道成肉身的，在南温哥这个地区，有人知道耶稣是谁，又有一些慈惠的事工，更加是家庭和在社区里面的工作。Currently
at South Hill Church, our average attendance is about 104, and our highest attendance so far has been 143.
最正常的是我们104个人去参与我们的崇拜，最高我们试过有143个朋友在我们一起做礼拜。
The members who came from Pacific Grace and joined the old VMB church were about roughly 79 people. And so you see that these numbers are numbers of God working in our church.
我们没忘记开始两间教会合在一起只有79人，但今天我们看到有百多人，我们看到上帝怎么去给恩典我们。
Very quickly, this is just a few of the highlights that we've been doing at the church. Some things that you might be interested in. We're doing the Fraser Street Festival, the South Hill Business Association. We're working with them. We're teaching ESL. I need to take a few classes. We're doing things with the toddlers and trying to bring in community. We've started a children's choir. We've been doing a lot of different things. Trek was one of our big children's programs this year. We drew over 150 kids to come on out and to know Jesus.
你可以睇到咧喺呢個嘅事工嗰個嘅呢啲角度去將福音傳開，或者去服侍呢個群體。無論咧係後生嘅一啲兒童嘅事工，或者係一啲嘅兒童嘅詩歌班，甚至咧係一啲嘅社區裏邊係無論係英語第二語言一啲嘅補習班，或者係同一啲社區嘅組織一齊聯合去做一啲嘅事情。
And what you see here is God's love and compassion for a city that you had a hand in starting and supporting.
我哋睇到弟兄姊妹呢啲相片或者呢啲嘅列表咧，就見證住上帝點樣用眾恩堂去支持參與佢喺南溫哥華呢個地區呢個計劃。
And if I can go back to Jonah chapter 4 verse 11, it says that God saw an incredible number of those who were lost.
我们在《约拿书》4章11节，我们再看的时候，我们看到尼尼微城的人有多么的失丧，有多少个人是失丧的。
And it says here that they were so lost. God uses this analogy that they couldn't even tell which hand was which. There was a confusion in the city of Nineveh.
到了一个地步，上帝用一个这样的比喻，一个左右手不能够分辨这个比喻，去形容这帮的人，尼尼微城的人有很多，而且他很模糊。
They couldn't discern morality. They were headed for trouble. It says that the city was steeped in wickedness. And Jonah was sent to tell them God's news. And the message was 40 days and they would be destroyed if they did not turn back to God.
40日你们不悔改，你们的城就会灭亡。
But God had a compassion for the city.
但是神的慈爱叫到约拿来到这个尼尼微城这个地方。
And that's why God sent Jonah. And isn't that what Vancouver needs? Isn't that what some of the people that we know in our lives need? God's compassion?
温哥华和尼尼微城又有什么分别呢？ 他们的属灵需要和我们的属灵需要又不是何尝一样的呢？ 上帝对他们弟兄姊妹有很大很大的爱。
God's compassion in a workplace that is full of trouble. God's compassion for mean-spirited students and co-workers. God's compassion for neighbors that we can't get along with.
上帝对这些很复杂的工作环境里面那些人的爱，上帝对我们这些很麻烦的同事的爱，上帝对我们这些很吵架，很难相处的同学、邻居，他的爱。
Vancouver needs compassion.
温哥华需要这种的慈爱。
And God says to Jonah, because the city was willing to repent after he had spoke God's word, it says that I will give compassion to that city.
当上帝知道尼尼微城的人愿意去悔改的时候，他就将他的爱倾倒在这些人身上。
You see, God looked at the sheer number of those who are lost, and he couldn't help but feel sorry for them.
弟兄姊妹，上帝看到这些失丧人群的数目的时候，他不能够不去爱他们，不能够不去拥抱他们。
And the point that Jonah was supposed to learn from God was that those needs of those people were just as important and they needed to know God.
约拿要学的功课就是这些人的需要和他认为很重要的人的需要都是一样的，他要学习去爱这些人。
And I can't help but think that God feels the same way about Vancouver and all the cities of our world.
而我深信上帝对温哥华世界上每一个城市甚至都怀着这一份的情。
In fact, if it wasn't for God's love and compassion, would there be a Christmas to celebrate at all?
如果上帝没有这份对我们这份的情,
Because God sees so many that do not know left from right and wrong. They need a Savior.
上帝看到很多连左右手都不能够分的人，他们需要救恩。
And it's at the center of God's heart. It's at His center of His heart to want to save a city that is broken and that is blinded and that is lost in the darkness of sin.
我们就见证上帝的爱的中心就是在一个破碎的一个城市，一个蒙蔽了眼睛在黑暗里面失去方向的一个城市。
And it's in that darkness that we have this reason to celebrate Christmas.
而在这个黑暗里面，我们就知道为什么圣诞节是这么重要了。
You see, Jesus being the light of God was born into that darkness so that we could experience the fullness of Christ and so that we could experience God's compassion.
耶稣在黑暗的里面去降世，以致到我们可以经验基督全然那个的丰盛。
But the reason why we're experiencing this compassion of God isn't just for ourselves, but it's meant to be passed on to other people.
但是我们去经验这个恩典不是只给我们自己基督徒的，我们要将它去带给身边周围的人。
And John chapter 1 verse 14 says these words, that the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of what? Grace and truth.
约翰福音一章十四节这里说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有什么？有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And even before that, in John chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, it said that Jesus is the light, and that light shines in the darkness.
我们再看回第三至第五节，约翰福音第一章时，我们看到耶稣在黑暗里面成为我们的光。
You see, Christmas isn't just about love, it's also about grace and truth.
圣诞节不是只是关于爱的，也是关于恩典和真理。
And you can't separate those things, they need to come together.
你不能够将它切开两半的，它们是一起的，连住的。
And that's why when we read, for example, in Mary's Magnificat, she says in Luke chapter 1, verse 50, these words, that His mercy extends to those who fear Him. In Zechariah's Benedictus, about the birth of John the Baptist, and he talks about Jesus, and he says in Luke chapter 72, he says that the Lord is to show mercy to our fathers, to rescue us from hands of our enemies. In verse 77, to give His people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of what? The tender mercy of God.
我们看到在其他的经文里面，无论在玛利亚那个玛利亚之歌，路加福音一章五十节说到，他怜悯敬畏他的人直到世世代代，或者在撒加利亚他的颂歌，我们看到他的颂歌怎样去，路加福音第一章怎样去讲到，第一章七十二节说到，他向我们的列祖施怜悯，七十四节告诉我们，叫我们从仇敌的手被救出来，第七十七节告诉我们，叫他的百姓因罪得救，就知道救恩。
And these are the words and the ideas about the grace of God, a compassion of a loving Savior, the love of a Creator. And I believe that that's what God wants to show Vancouver.
这些全部都是上帝恩典的明证，一个爱我们的救主，创造神对受造物那种的爱，而我相信今日神仍然要将这份的爱带给温哥华这个地方。
As I share with you what's happening at South Hill Church, I also want you to think about this as we celebrate Christmas in our city, that we need to remember the compassion and the love that Jesus has for us, not only to experience it, but to share it.
我们要记住，当我们去分享圣诞节这份爱的礼物的时候，我们不要忘记上帝对我们这份情，以致我们能够将这份情去带给我们身边的人。
What does that compassion look like? I want to show you two pictures of people who have been coming to our church and how that love and compassion is being shown to them.
这份的爱是怎么样的呢？让我和大家分享有两张的图片，上帝怎么去用南山教会这个地方去祝福身边的人。
The man here on your left, I'll just call him Jay. He's a single father.
在你圖片的左手邊下角，你會見到一個黑人，我們叫他做阿甲，他是一個單親的爸爸。
He's an African American that has come up to Vancouver, and he's been living in Vancouver for a few years. I mean,
他是一個非洲裔的加拿大人，他來了加拿大大約有幾年的時間。
And when we first started the church, he came in about 2 or 3 weeks after we started, and he knocked at our door.
我們的直堂開始了兩三個禮拜的時候，有一天他就來拍門。
And when we came to the door, we opened it up, there were tears rolling down his eyes. And he said that he was an alcoholic and that he was struggling, and he felt that God was calling him to come to our church. And so right there at the spot, he got down on his knees and he began to pray. He's been coming ever since for 9 months solid. He still struggles with his alcoholism. But he's also at the door of our church with the biggest smile greeting people. And because of him, he's been introducing others to Jesus. Another story I'd like to share with you is the story of a middle-aged Asian woman with a child, and for the sake of it, I'll call her S.
另外一個故事我想跟大家分享的一個生命見證是一個中年的一個中國籍的一個女士和她的小朋友的。
Now, S has been coming to our church. She's coming from a difficult marriage. She's married to a Muslim man, and they're going through a very horrible divorce.
這位女士她讓我們知道她們有很多困難，其中一樣就是她跟一個穆斯林結婚，但是她現在就經歷一個很困難、很痛苦的一個離婚。
But she came to our church, and she sat and she heard the gospel. And one day after the service, she accepted Jesus.
她來到我們教會，她坐下，她聽到福音的訊息，有一天，她就將她的生命交給主。
Stories of God's compassion being shown and being found.
生命的見證讓我們看到上帝的愛怎樣被去尋找，又怎樣被去尋見。
And so if I can go back to Jonah chapter 4 verse 11, it says that Nineveh was more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left. Many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
讓我們回到約拿書第4章的11節，告訴我們，何況這利未大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12萬多人，並有許多牲畜，我豈能不愛惜呢？
Now I want you to hear that this morning, God saying, should I not be concerned about that great city?
我想大家聽到今早這個訊息就是，是不是我就可以坐在這裡，什麼都不理呢？我應不應該更加投入這份的愛，以至到這個愛能夠傳揚開去呢？
You see, there's only one thing that can stop a city from knowing the love and compassion of God.
弟兄姊妹，到最後只有一件事能夠阻擋 一個城市去體驗上帝的愛。
And that's what God wanted to address with Jonah in this last chapter, chapter 4.
而上帝就要約拿去學這件事情。
You see, the only thing that stops God's love and compassion from being known is when God's people don't want to share it.
是什麼來的呢? 就是當上帝的子民不願意去將這個愛去同人分享。
You see, Jonah had a hard time accepting God's grace and love for the people of Nineveh. That's why he ran away.
對於約拿接受神去饒恕，去利未城，去愛利未城的人，是一件很困難的事。
And the only way that Nineveh heard the message and repented was because Jonah finally gave in and brought that message.
但是利未城的人聽到這個訊息是因為什麼？是因為約拿去願意去放下自己，去順服。 去向這些人去分享上帝的訊息。
And you know, I'm so thankful for Pacific Grace and the legacy of this church, that this church isn't like Jonah in that regard.
而我慶幸，我感恩，因為眾恩堂，無論喺過去甚至今日，都唔係一個咁樣嘅教會，好似約拿咁樣，唔願意去分享基督信息呢個嘅教會。
That you've been so faithful in sharing God with others, that within the history of Pacific Grace is the heart of spreading the gospel.
我哋睇到眾恩堂嘅歷史話俾我哋聽，呢個地方係重視傳福音工作嘅。
And I hope that you will always keep that heart.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望你能夠繼續呢份嘅熱情，呢份對上帝恩典嘅執著。
If I could ask you one thing, it would be please make loving people the priority that you've always had during Christmas, every time, that you would continue to just bring that love to others.
弟兄姊妹，让我哋记得喺圣诞节，特别喺圣诞节嘅日子，我哋好重要一样嘢就系我哋要记住，唔系净系被爱，更加我哋去爱身边我哋所接触嘅人，用上帝爱去爱佢哋。
1 John chapter 4, verse 11 to 12 says, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made what complete in us.
约翰一书第4章11到12节，这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。 从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里边，爱他的心在我们里边得以完全了。
You see, the wonderful news is that God's love is made complete in us.
弟兄姊妹，好消息系乜嘢？好消息就系神嘅爱喺我哋里边就得以完全啦。
It's the love of Pacific Grace that help complete South Hill.
众恩的爱，众恩堂的爱，令到南山教会有爱。
And the common story here that we have at South Hill Church is that it's because of God's love and compassion and grace of Pacific Grace is the very thing that made our story happen.
我们看得到，就是这些关乎上帝爱、恩典、怜悯的事工。 以致到我哋喺南山教会睇到个共通点，这个共通点就系咩啊？无论冇咗众恩堂嘅支持，南山唔能够有佢今日呢个嘅发展。Those
people would never be touched.
呢啲嘅人唔会被上帝嘅爱触动到。If it
wasn't for you.
如果冇咗你嘅支持同埋代祷。A
wonderful, powerful legacy.
弟兄姊妹，一个好好嘅见证。
So I want to bring you a word of encouragement this morning.
让我去今日同大家一啲嘅勉励。
First of all, I want to say thank you for helping us to make the gospel happen in South Vancouver.
多谢你帮助南温哥华地区呢个福音事工嘅发展。
Everything that you've seen on those slides is because of you.
所有你见到喺呢个嘅投影嘅一啲嘅相片，都系因为你嘅缘故。
So on behalf of the brothers and sisters of South Hill Church, we really do want to say thank you for your partnership in the gospel.
南山教会弟兄姊妹好想去多谢你哋，你哋嗰个嘅同工去将福音去传开去。
And the second encouragement I want to give you this morning is that this Christmas that I would continue to pray for you and just ask that you would continue to make your love complete, not only in reaching the city, but also in your own midst. And I just pray that God's love would continue to be a testimony of what Pacific Grace is all about.
另外一样我想鼓励你的就是，当刚才我们看到爱在我们里面得以完全，这个希望，我希望的不是只是你对外面不信的人那个爱的完全，更加是在里面，在众人家的里面，我们都可以有爱的完全，弟兄姊妹的相爱和同心。
Whatever he said. This morning I want to show you a video of South Hill Church and what you have helped to make happen.
我有一个事情想跟大家分享。
Because pictures speak more than words, and so I'd like to show you this video, and then I'd like to pray for Pacific Grace.
让我和大家去看这个事情，然后呢，让我去为你们的祈祷，也为众恩堂的祈祷。
no sound. Father God, I pray for this church, Pacific Grace, the friendship, in the family that is here, that's found in Jesus Christ. You are the God of the city, and you are God of this church. You are God of the individuals here. And like the song says, greater things are yet to come. And I pray that, this is my prayer as well as my blessing for this church, that greater things are yet to come. And I pray that, Father God, as you use this church, as you allow it to be part of our lives at South Hill, as we remember the legacy that they've started and allowed us to carry on, that we would honor not only your name, Jesus, but that South Hill would honor Pacific Grace's name as well. That we would honor the partnership and the friendships that are built and that will last for eternity. And so, Father God, I pray your blessing upon this church during this Christmas season, during the meetings that are yet to come for them. I pray, Father, you'd make their love complete. That, Father God, as they love each other, as they love this world, that you would step into their midst and bring blessings beyond our imagination. And so, Father God, be their God. Today, tomorrow, always. May those great things come. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be a part of their lives and to be an extension of their lives. And so we pray this in the good and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.